Welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast Network, everybody, and the Everything Unscripted Network. We are here for the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Hubbard. I'm here with my brother, Doug, and one of my good friends, Eric. We'll be doing UFC fighters tonight. Welcome to the network. Welcome to the podcast. It's good to have you with us. How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Pretty good.
Tonight, we'll be doing UFC fighters. First, let's get right into the nitty-gritty, what we will be doing next week. Can you guess, Doug?
What will we be doing next week? covering ourselves in baby oil and singing Shania Twain?
Precisely. Nah, we will be, to kind of put an end of our superhero thing, we will be ranking superhero movies. So that's how we will end that.
That ought to be fun. All right, get a call into the Nerd Brigade. Throw up the signal.
All right. So we will finish off that little series. Announcing here tonight, we will be starting a Patreon. So if you support this podcast, keep viewing it, keep supporting it. But also, if you'd like to support our Patreon, we will be putting a bunch of bonus content on there eventually, very soon. We're going to get that started up. Doug, give them some of the ideas that we're going to be going on the Patreon.
Some of the ideas in the old noggin?
Yeah.
All right. What I would like to do for the Patreon is what we're going to do is we're going to do a retrospective on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. One thing that I know just as much about as I do wrestling. I grew up as a huge Ninja Turtles fan. I hope we're going to be doing a Ninja Turtle tier list at some point. I mean, not just ranking just the four Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it'd be a short episode, huh?
Yeah. They're all ass except for Raphael. But we're going to do something like that. Like, we'll do a Ninja Turtle retrospective, a little history lesson, if you will. Also, to kind of piggyback off of a couple months ago, when we were left waiting at the altar by a certain wrestling journalist for an interview that was supposed to happen but never did, we did a TV sitcom tier list. Well, to kind of piggyback off that, another idea for the Patreon is I'm going to do a countdown of the top 100 greatest TV sitcoms of all time. It's going to be done in parts because I don't think I could get through 100 sitcoms in 2 hours.
No.
So those are a couple of ideas. I got a couple of other ideas kind of running through the head, but I don't know exactly how we're going to do that yet. But those two are definitely – those will be coming soon. Those will definitely be part of the Patreon.
A lot of bonus coverage, a lot of good stuff. It'll be fun, gentlemen. Right now, the task at hand – UFC fighters of all time.
Now, just one more thing, though, about the Patreon. It's not going to be like OnlyFans. We're not going to be naked.
Well, we might be naked, but we'd be talking about important stuff.
And maybe some interviews on there, too, right?
Yeah, do all sorts of fun bonus stuff. That'll be where we can do whatever we want, so it'll be a good time.
We could do a porn star tier list on Patreon.
Oh, my God.
UFC fighters, let's get into it. Or do you got any more funny quips to add, Doug?
Since you're looking at me, since you're looking at me with rage, I'm going to say no.
Okay, cool. So we have...
What were you for? I'm the one that's got...
Because I need to read the fucking tiers, Doug. That's why. So, UFC fighter tier list. I will remind our listeners, even though they're probably very familiar with the tiers by now, but I'll remind them and some of the new ones. Elite. That's the creme de la creme, the top. Very good. It means you're almost there, but you're not quite, but you are very good. Mediocre, middle of the road, self-explanatory. Meh, which is like, just about bearable. And then trash, the coveted trash. UFC fighters. Eric, I'm starting with you. Tell me something about Anderson Silva. Where would you put him?
One of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time. It depends on who you ask, either him or John Jones. Before he lost to Chris Weidman a couple years ago, he was the best. He was dope. He was probably the MJ of mixed martial arts. He was unbeatable. Nobody could beat him. And then all of a sudden he got knocked out and lost. But yeah, he's an elite, greatest of all, probably second greatest of all time among males.
Didn't he have like a long winning streak of? Didn't he have like a long winning streak too?
Yeah, he held the title for almost, I want to say a very long time, at least 3 years, I think.
Okay. So he had to have what? Had a winning streak of what? At least like 10 or 12?
I believe so.
All right. I looked it up earlier, but of course, you know, I didn't write it down. Who the hell does that?
Let me check, double check.
It's not a big deal. Keep going.
But because I kind of saw it earlier when I was doing a little bit of research that he, you know, he was one of those guys. He's up at the top as far as like having a long win streak.
Yeah, the problem was who was the guy he lost to? You said
Chris Weidman.
Chris Weidman, yeah. Underrated fella. Good fighter. We'll get to him. Anderson Silva got cocky there. You've seen the video, Eric.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people see the infamous video. He gets cocky. He looks, he acts like the guy's not worth his time, and then he got knocked out. So
Did that happen to a certain female fighter who also spent a year in WWE?
Yeah, and we'll get to her too. Less, though. This guy got, Anderson Silva got cocky during the fight, though. He put his arms down. He's like, hit me, hit me. He was being a dick.
Anderson Silva's a very cocky guy, isn't he?
Yeah. I'd still put him in elite. I can agree with that.
Knowing what I know about him and knowing that he is probably one of the top names. All right, is this him now or is this somebody else?
No, it's not him.
Okay. Knowing what I know about him and knowing the fact that his name is very synonymous with the UFC, he's being a former champion. Now, what division was he in, Eric? Was he a heavyweight?
Middleweight.
Middleweight, all right.
He
held the title from April 22nd, 2006 to 2013, July 6th, 2013. So almost 7 years.
He's the longest reigning champion then, isn't he?
Yeah.
In over 6 years?
2,457 mm-hmm. days.
Okay.
16 yep. consecutive wins to answer your question earlier.
Okay. All right. Then obviously this guy has to go a 7 year champion, 16 consecutive wins.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I'd say put him in. Well, obviously, you know, it's up to you guys, but I'd say put him in elite.
I'd say put him in elite, too.
Absolutely.
I agree with that. And, Doug, I want to start with you on this one because this is a guy you've seen some of his wrestling work. I don't know if you've seen a lot of his UFC work, but this guy was an animal at one point. Tell me about Dan the Beast Severn.
He's nicknamed the Beast for a reason. Okay. Now, here's the thing about. Here's the thing about Severn. Now, he wasn't just a UFC guy. So he didn't have 100 wins in UFC.
Yeah, he did.
What?
He had 100 wins in UFC. That's not his altogether MMA record, though.
That's just 100 wins just in UFC?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The guy is a beast. And you got to remember, and I know we're not necessarily talking about wrestling right now, but this is a guy that held the NWA World's Heavyweight title for 3.5 years. Okay? And he was not only wrestling as the NWA champion, this was also around the time he was competing in UFC.
Yeah.
He held a belt in UFC while also being NWA champion.
Yeah.
All right, for anybody keeping score. Okay? Because people brag about, oh, you know, Jake Hager, undefeated MMA fighter. And, you know, he's also accomplished pro wrestler.
Yeah.
Jake Hager's had like 3 fights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's only going over on guys like Marco Stunt. Dan Severn is legit.
Yeah, he is.
Okay? He's legit. He's a submission master. He's a submission master. He's probably the one person that can definitely choke you out with that dragon sleeper. I mean, he's a legend.
Yeah.
And he's not just a legend in pro wrestling. He's a legend in MMA.
He's a pioneer.
Yeah.
He started.
And he's one of – it's cool with Severn because he's one of those guys who's not in the best shape, right? He's got a gut to him, but he beats the absolute shit out of you. He's like the old school class of fighter. I'm going very good. I don't know if he could be elite, but he was great in his day. He also didn't have that great a competition back then. But
well,
he was
UFC was still – UFC, I think around the time when Severn was fighting, UFC was technically still outlawed.
Yeah, and it was still in its infancy.
Yeah, it was – well – like,
yeah.
MMA was considered to be too dangerous.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, and here's the funny thing, and you guys might be able to back me up on this, just in case I misquote something. UFC, I mean, like, that's actually going to happen. I never misquote anything.
Never.
My nose is almost going to knock over the microphone. It grew so much. But back in... back in the early days, especially, because, again, like, UFC was kind of in its infancy in, like, 94.
Yeah.
Because that's when mixed martial arts started becoming an art form. But back then, because it was considered a sport, athletic commissions would not regulate UFC fights in certain areas.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, I think the only place you could go to a UFC fight was actually Vegas, right?
Yeah, for a long time. That's why they stick around there.
For a long time.
Because it's it's basically like the way it was with gambling. Right? Gambling for the longest time was only legalized in two places. Atlantic City.
Vegas and AC.
Vegas. So, and Severn... at that time, was one of the most dangerous guys around. That's why he made the transition into pro wrestling, because he was a hell of a wrestler.
Yeah.
All right.
He knew the moves.
He knew the technique. But he's also one of those quiet guys. And that's what scares the hell out of him. I would never want to fight him. Even though he's old.
Yeah.
He could probably still beat the shit out of all three of us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All
right.
He's an animal.
Yeah.
Are we agreeing on a very
good question?
I'm not necessarily a huge Dan Severn fan, but I have a lot of respect for him. I'm not necessarily a huge fan because, to me, he's very basic and all that.
Yeah, in the wrestling ring.
In the wrestling ring. Cool. As a UFC fighter, don't fuck with him, but I'll agree with you guys and say very good.
Okay, we'll put him there.
I'll say very good.
I think this is the most – this is more than what all I said last week.
Yeah, you're doing
in the
good.
1 hour that we did the show.
Yeah. Next up, I'm going to start with you, Eric. Tell me a little bit about BJ Penn.
Oh, my God. He's probably my favorite fighter of all time. He's the reason why I started
about
watching
all these guys?
No, BJ Penn is legit my favorite.
Really?
He's the reason why I am an MMA fan today.
Oh, sweet. Talk about it.
Lovely that. He's an absolute legend. He won two titles in two different divisions. He faced legendaries like Mark Hughes, George St. Pierre. Is George St. Pierre? Yeah, faced Pierre, but he dominated the his division for two divisions for a while. And he should have retired 10 years ago, but he kept coming back and losing. But that's not here or there. He's still a legend. I put him in the elite. He's a pioneer.
Yeah, he's had a lot of losses lately, but for what he did in the past, he is so damn good.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's straight.
Very unique.
BJ Penn, and he's one of the UFC guys that you notice the wrestling that's latest to earliest. But BJ Penn's one of those guys that he really brought in Brazilian jiu-jitsu to the sport.
Yep.
He implemented that art form very well, very defensive. Did you say Elite?
Yeah, I said Elite.
I'll go with Elite on this.
I really don't know much about the guy, so I'm going to agree with you guys.
Okay, we'll go Elite.
Right. He was a lightweight champion and welterweight champion. Yep.
Now, because we're giving a lot of praise, I feel like we have to talk a little shit here. It's only right.
Please tell me we're talking about Dana White.
No.
I'd be more than happy to talk shit about him.
Yeah, he's actually, he's not a fighter, so.
Well, we know he's not a fighter.
But.
I mean, he talks a lot of shit about people, but I bet you half of these guys would make him their fucking bitch.
Yeah, probably. Let's talk about the guy that was our entrance theme. I'll start with you, Doug. CM Punk. We're going on his UFC career.
Okay. I'll say this about Punk. Big mouth.
Yeah.
That guy, that Mickey. What was the kid's name that he fought in the
Mickey
first
Gall.
Fight? Mickey Gall.
Yeah.
Big mouth. That Mickey Gall. Shut up.
Yeah.
Now, who was the one in the second fight?
Oh, fuck. I forgot his name. He's a no-name now. He doesn't, like, get a lot of fights.
Well, and I think that's because Punk actually, for, like, the first few seconds of that fight, actually got him with a couple of strikes.
No, it was more because Dana White was upset at him because he let the fight go longer than it should. It was obvious that he could have put Punk out in the first round, but he took his 15 minutes of fame and he kind of stretched it out and just kept kicking his ass. So Dana White got pissed and said, you're never fighting in the UFC ever again.
Oh, fuck Dana White. See, again, another bald-headed piece of shit. Bald-headed people are horrible.
They are. Talk about Punk, though.
All right. Well, at one time, he shaves his head a lot, so he actually proves my point.
Yeah.
Punk, he had a goal. His goal was to be a UFC fighter.
Yes.
Okay. I've got no issue with somebody trying to accomplish a goal.
No.
I don't have an issue with that. I do have an issue with, and again, this is for like a CM Punk themed show.
Yeah.
I have an issue with the way he left WWE and all that BS.
Yes.
But as far as his UFC career, no, it wasn't good.
He failed.
He failed, but he tried it. So there's nothing wrong with trying and failing.
Yeah.
Now, however, anybody that thought that this guy was going to be a success is out of their freaking mind because he wasn't even that tough of a guy in wrestling.
Well, because no, he was a good wrestler, but he's not a Brock, right, who wrestled amateur wrestling like a real sport his whole life. Brock knew competition. He knew tournaments. He knew that stuff. CM Punk's always been a pro wrestler. He's never done a competitive head-to-head sport where you actually need to beat the other guy. It's not choreographed.
Yep, right.
Brock did that, so it was an easier transition.
All right, so guys, like, here's the thing. Guys like Lesnar,
yeah.
Dan Severn, Ken Shamrock.
Tough motherfuckers.
Legitimate fighters.
Yes.
Okay. They knew, because even like Shamrock necessarily wasn't an amateur fighter, but Shamrock was also tougher than hell. Tough as hell, and I'm sure we'll get him later.
Yeah, we will.
All right. He's tough as hell and can back up his words. Punk could not back up his words. So anybody that tries to go in and say, like, you know, I'm going to try this MMA deal. Bobby Lashley and Jake Hager, it worked to a point because amateur fighters.
Yeah, they competed.
So that is your. So I'm piggybacking off of your and or stealing your point.
Yeah.
To where, yeah, it didn't work for Punk. So before I get too long winded here, like that ever happens, I'm just going to say trash. His MMA or his UFC career was trash.
It was trash. I mean, Joe Rogan even said on his podcast he was untalented. He didn't know how to fight.
Yeah.
Eric, is there any adding
points? That's why you only got two fights.
What do you think?
No. It said it all. Two fights, 0-2, he's definitely trash.
Trash. There you go, Doug. Write it down. Eric, I'm going to start with you here. Light heavyweight legend, Lyoto Machida.
Oh, man, another legend who defined the sport of the light heavyweight before Mr. John Jones came to town. The guy beat, I believe, I want to say Rampage.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Bellator now. He must have went to Bellator.
Oh, Machina. Yeah, that's right. Machina is in Bellator.
He did lose. He did lose to John Jones, though, in 2011. He beat Couture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He beat
lost the belt.
Couture.
Yeah.
He
was the man for a while.
Wait, David Heath, is that... Is that Gangrel?
No.
No, all right.
It's not Gangrel.
Well, that's his name.
That is his name. Machida, where are you putting him, Eric?
I'll put him very good.
I don't know enough about him to really form my own opinion.
I think he was a legend, but I don't think he's elite.
Very good kicks, very good strikes, very good of Doug.
Okay. What's his name?
Lyoto Machida.
Machida.
Can you put up his Wikipedia page so I can spell it, please?
Lyo.
Or you can do that.
Tomachida. All right. Let's bring it to the women's side. Let's talk about a female who did the impossible, who went up against kind of a big bully, but one of the greatest to do it, Ronda Rousey, and she beat her in an unexpected fight. Eric, tell me a little about Holly Holm.
Holly Holm is a legendary kickboxer. I mean, that's where she started. And is it Rocking Boxing Company?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a great kickboxer, and then she translated to MMA, beat Ronda Rousey, knocked her out, which was one of the greatest knockouts that I've ever seen. And that ended Ronda Rousey's career, basically. And then she didn't have a run with the title because she lost a very nice fight when she defended it. We'll get to her later. But her MMA career, what was it? Where is it?
She's 13-5.
MMA, 13-5. She just won her last fight in January, so she hasn't fought in a while. She lost to Amanda Nunes, who doesn't. The goat. Yep. We'll get to her later.
I'm going mediocre for Holly Holm. I think she got lucky about Ronda. She put Ronda down, but after that, she lost the title right after to Misha Tate. She nothing special. She got lucky.
And a
video.
Yeah, she hasn't been great since losing the title.
Yeah.
So I'll say mediocre.
Yeah, I'll go mediocre.
I like her, but she's mediocre.
Doug?
She's faster, she's a legend.
Okay. So, you know, we talked earlier, there's a category on our Jeopardy show called One Hit Wonders, right?
Yeah.
You know, referring to music.
Yeah.
This woman, this Holly Holm, you can almost say she's a one-hit wonder.
Yes.
Definitely.
But guess what? She had a hit.
She did.
And the hit she had was against the baddest woman on the planet, you know, Ronda Rousey. By the way, I air quoted that.
I know.
And I know because you did too. But she had a hit. Now, did she have success afterwards? No, because it was a transitional period.
Yeah, she was a transitional champion for UFC.
Misha Tate got her, and she's lost to two of the other premier female fighters, Chris Cyborg and Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes, am I saying her name right, or did I fuck it up?
No, you're saying it right. We'll get to her.
Yeah, you're saying it right.
Okay. She is right now, she is the top UFC women's fighter in the world.
Yes.
Okay?
She might be the best fighter in the world. We'll get
but
to her
Holly
later.
Holm, she's a one-hit wonder. So you guys are saying mediocre?
Yeah. All
right. I do agree with that, but because of who she had to hit against,
yeah,
I would say very good, but if you guys are going to say mediocre, I'll write her in mediocre.
Okay.
We'll go in between. That's, how about that?
Yeah, just put her in.
Compromise.
Well, she's going to be at
Doug
the
does,
top.
Doug does have a
she's
point.
Going to be at the top of mediocre anyway because she's the first person we're putting in there.
You made All a good right. point, Doug.
You did make a good point. Now we're going to talk about another kind of one-hit wonder. But on the man's side, Rashad Evans. What do you think of Rashad Evans? He had the big hit, the sleeper win against Chuck Liddell. He did good after that, but he kind of – it's been nothing but losses ever since. What do you think, Eric?
And I think he had potential to be a great fighter. I just think he got knocked out by was it Rampage?
Was it
Rampage? What did he end up getting?
Yeah, he beat Rampage. I think it was John Jones. I think John Jones fucked him up.
Let me see. Yeah, he had success with the title for a little bit, and then, I mean, he only lost 8. He was 19-8, so he wasn't horrible. He lost to Chuck Liddell. Yeah,
so he
won. John Jones.
He had the big hit against
Chuck Liddell. He beat some legends. So,
yeah.
I'll say very good. He beat some Hall of Famers.
So, looking at his record, and I remember, and of course you scroll up as I'm looking at it because I'm going to reference it. I remember, like, it says here one of the fights when he went against Chael Sonnen. I remember watching that fight on television. Yeah. Because it was one of the free things or whatever. And during that fight, he actually broke his toe kicking Sonnen in the head. Other than that, like, and I'm looking at a lot of his, his fights here and his wins, getting... 4 wins in a row, and those 2 of those 4 wins are against Rampage and against Tito. Despite the fact that was years ago.
Well, even though he was a he had an undefeated streak, right, going into the Liddell fight. He was the underdog. No one expected him to lay out. That was Liddell in his prime. After he knocked out Chuck Liddell, it looked like he was going to be the guy. He was going to be something. He looked like a star.
Yeah, but he lost his last 5 fights.
Yeah. Well, he was more of a 2005 and on star.
Okay.
To, 2010.
Okay. All right. But basically, kind of based on, on nowadays, beginning he was probably very good. Now I'd probably say he's just mediocre.
I'm going to agree with you and put him at mediocre.
Yeah, we'll say that.
But it says that he was born in Niagara Falls, New York, right?
Yeah.
So he was born in the Bad Falls?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is, to be honest with you, it is tough growing up in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Their idea of getting escorted to school is, them driving up to school in a police car.
Now we have another young man, big cannabis advocate, 20-12 in the UFC, put on great fights against Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz. Eric, go ahead.
Ooh, Nate Diaz, he's an epic fighter because he is on must-see TV. I'll say that. He draws, especially against every time he's on the card, people want to see him. He is that kind of fighter where he just draws you in with his trash talk and his fighting style. And I'll say he's never won a championship. And every time he's gotten a chance, he's lost. So I'll say mediocre, but he is an entertaining fighter. So
I love Nate Diaz.
But we're not facing this on.
He's a hard-hitting son of a bitch, too. I'm going very good. Doug, you're going to have to tie-break this one.
Yeah.
All right, what did Eric just say?
That he's never won a championship, which is true. But he has. Like, he beat Conor McGregor.
So
he beat one of the best.
So where did he...
Yeah.
So, Eric, where did you...
It's hard to knock him out, too.
You said mediocre.
You're saying very good.
Looking at his record here,
did he beat a guy named Dong?
Yeah, Dong Hyo Kim.
2011. Well, that's a joke that I can't say. I'll say very good. I don't know much about him, but I'll since Daniel is family.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of family, he has a brother. So
yeah, let's talk about his brother. Go ahead, Eric.
Nick
let's start
Diaz.
About Nick Diaz.
Nick Diaz is another epic fighter who draws you in and entertainment fighter. So I'll say very good. If we put Nate Diaz in very good, we have to put his brother in very good.
I mean, his brother is 26 and 9.
His brother's the older one, right?
Yeah, Nick's the older one. He's very good. He had the fight with Anderson Silva. It was no contest. He's one of those guys that couldn't stay off the pot. Kind of like a John Jones. So his last fight was in 2015 because of it. But when he was there, I mean, he beat Ken Shamrock. He had
He beat Shamrock?
He beat Shamrock. He beat BJ Penn.
Did he beat Ken or Frank or both?
Ken.
Well, because it looks like...
No, he beat Frank.
Okay.
I think that's a...
Well, that was...
And he lost to GSP, didn't he?
2001, too. The guy can fight.
Yeah. They both can fight. They both... It's like one of those fighters where he doesn't need the title.
Yeah. Looking at his fights, I'll say he beat that BJ Penn that you guys were talking about earlier back in 2011. I'll say very good.
I'm going mediocre because his best fights aren't in the UFC.
Right. They're in the Strikeforce. All right. So we're going off of. Yeah, because I can see that.
And we're going off UFC.
If we're going off UFC, I'll say mediocre.
He was like undefeated in Strikeforce, really good. But once he got to UFC, he wasn't that great. So
his brother was better in UFC.
Yes.
All right. So we'll say mediocre then for Mr. Nick Diaz?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, and that's actually a funny thing. That's the one comparison you can make with UFC or with MMA, really, and professional wrestling. Is some guys are good in one place, but they suck when they get to another.
Yeah.
But the difference on that is these guys are legit fighters. The thing that fucks you over in the wrestling business is who's booking you.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, let's talk about another. There's a Strikeforce guy. He had like 4 appearances in the UFC. Frank Shamrock, Ken's brother.
Who he doesn't
we're
like.
We're talking about Strikeforce. He's a legend. But we're not. He's a UFC. So I'll say above trash.
Yeah, I go meh, too. I mean, he TKO'd Tito Ortiz in 99, but that was a young Tito.
In 99, it was 21 years ago.
Yeah, so I go meh.
All right, so I guess like another one-hit wonder then, I guess you would say, right?
Yeah, he was always just Shamrock's brother. Like, he was good, especially in Strikeforce.
Yeah, and Ken, well, but here's the thing about...
Strikeforce, he's a legend.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like... They weren't necessarily blood brothers. They were more in the foster care.
Half brother?
Yeah.
Okay. They just shared the same name because they grew up in foster care together.
Right.
Ken didn't like Frank.
They don't have a good relationship.
They did fight.
Yeah.
I think.
They can't stand each other because Ken thinks Frank got too big for his britches.
Did he fight Ken?
I don't know what their current relationship is now, but I don't think they're close.
Yeah.
Shamrock really doesn't like anybody now.
Yeah, I know they're not that good of friends. Talking about the girl that took down Holly Holm, Misha Tate. What do you think, Eric?
I think she's a very good fighter. Pretty good looking too. We're not going to talk about that on air, but she couldn't beat Ronda Rousey. She had
an episode on Patreon.
Oh my god! Her biggest rival was Ronda Rousey. Rousey couldn't stand her. I mean, Rousey can't stand anybody, but that's not.
Rousey doesn't even like herself.
Well, Rousey used to kick her ass left and right.
Oh, yeah.
She's another one-hit wonder.
It's just like,
another one-go, mediocre. Because she took the belt. She was the ultimate. Doug, you know transitional champions in WWE. You're well familiar with the term.
Yeah.
Misha Tate is the transitional champion of UFC. Holly Holm took down the Dragon and Ronda Rousey. Misha Tate beat Holly Holm somewhat easily. And then she was the transition into Amanda Nunes, who is the She's the girl. You know, she's the woman.
Yeah.
She's the one.
Yep.
So Misha Tate, to me, is transitional. I go mediocre.
Well, no, because, and here's where I'm going to disagree with you. Looking at her record here, 5 wins in a row before, including beating Holly Holm, then obviously losing to Nunes. So when she gets on a win streak, she at least wins like 5 or 6 in a row.
Yeah, but that was after the Rousey.
Yeah,
her big fight. Were Rousey, Holm, and Nunes. She lost to Rousey, beat Holm for the title, lost it the next month or next couple months.
And you know, you're calling her another one-hit wonder. At least she had a hit.
Yeah, she had a hit, but is it as big as Holly's hit? Holly beat Ronda Rousey.
And then
Misha just beat Holly. And then she lost.
I see your point, and I'll agree with your point. I'll say mediocre.
Okay.
I'll say mediocre, yeah.
I am trying to write that down.
Talk about one of my favorite fighters of all time. Eric, what can you tell me about Frank Mir?
Another legend. He fought Brock Lesnar back in the day.
Brock Lesnar.
That was when Brock was starting in the UFC. He beat Brock pretty bad, I think. He's an amazing legend, too.
I think he beat him in round 1.
Yeah, submission.
Yeah. He's a legend himself.
Brock
never won the title, I don't think.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he came back and beat him.
And beat the shit. Brock beat the shit out of him in the second fight.
Wasn't that when Brock had this his disease or whatever he had? Isn't that why he lost?
No, not the first fight. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
But yeah, he got beat down, and then he had a rematch, and Brock beat him up. So I say Frank Mir is very good.
I'd say very good too. I'd like to put him in elite. He's a great heavyweight. He's not the greatest of all time.
Yep.
He lost to Cormier. He beat Big Country in his last fight, Roy Nelson. So he's a very good fighter. He beat Brock Lesnar. He did the impossible. He lost after that.
Yeah.
Now the one fight I'm kind of looking at here is the fight he had against Mark Hunt's the guy that last one against Lesnar, right?
Yeah. That's the one that Lesnar beat the shit out of him.
Lesnar beat the shit out of him, but then the decision was overturned and Hunt won because Lesnar tested positive for steroids, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why he went back to WWE.
Now, all right, so anyway, about Frank Mir, he beat the shit out of Brock, but then Brock beat him. I'll say very good with you guys.
He's a legend.
So is that where I'm putting him?
Yeah.
But he never won the title, right? For that.
No, he won the title. He was the heavyweight champion.
Okay, yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, he was the heavyweight champion. I believe he beat He beat Nogueira or whatever the hell his name is. He had it for like a couple months.
Oh, yeah. The Nogueira boy.
All right, talk a big heavy hitter. Alistair Overstream.
Oh, speaking of him, he just fought last night, too.
47 and 18. A lot of fights, Doug.
Holy shit. How can you
yeah,
do that?
Yeah, and he just won last night.
We talked earlier about Severn and having 100 wins, but how the fuck can you do that to your body?
It's been going since 99.
Overstream is one of those fighters where... Oh, sorry.
No, keep going, Eric.
Yeah, he's one of those. He's like in the Dan Severn category where he keeps fighting, but he's not in the great. He's not great. He's not elite. So I would say mediocre.
He's got a win over Lesnar, but he's lost a lot.
He's got a win over Lesnar. He's got a win over Mark Hunt.
Roy Nelson. He's got big W's. He's a pride guy, and those pride guys are stiff. The guys that started in Pride and then went to UFC. Yeah, those guys can fight. Overeem. Very good. What'd you say, Eric?
I think mediocre.
Doug, what do you think?
I mean, we're not talking about Pride. We're talking about UFC. So I'll agree with Eric.
Okay, right there.
Alistair Overeem. No, we're putting a lot of these guys in mediocre. Are we sure they're not going to come kick our ass?
Let's talk about one of the more funnier UFC fighters, a man who's 24-7. A man who's infamously known when Joe Rogan asked him in an interview after a big win. Joe Rogan asked him, "Why are you taking your shorts off?" And this guy responded with, "Because my balls were hot." Derek Lewis. What do you got, Eric?
Oh, man. Derek Lewis is another heavyweight, great heavyweight. He's one of those. Right now, he's currently probably top 10 fighters. Well, he's not in the elite category, but he's an entertaining fighter.
Yeah,
Since he's still fighting, I'll say mediocre for now.
Yeah. I go to the top of mediocre. He had some really good fights. I mean, he lost the title fight to Cormier, but he had some really good fights. And he beat Travis Brown. You'd be happy to hear about that, Doug. He beat Rod.
He did.
Travis Brown is the one that was stupid enough to say, "I do it around it," right?
Yeah. So we'll go mediocre for Derek Lewis. And now we're going to start our speed round, gentlemen.
We're doing speeding.
Oh, wow.
Yes. The speed round.
You guys are that fast.
Yep. To start the speed round off, you guys all know the rules. I will start naming guys. You can give little opinions, maybe a sentence, but we're basically ranking these guys as fast as we can.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah. What are we doing? Yeah.
Speed round. DC, Daniel Cormier.
Daniel Cormier. Him too.
He's one of my other favorite fighters of all time. I'm going to say elite.
I'm going to agree because I hear nothing but positive things about this motherfucker. Well, besides the fact that he's lost his last two fights, but they were the same guy, so obviously.
I mean, he's 22-3. Everyone knows John Jones has his number. That's his only fault.
Yeah.
But besides that, I will put him in elite. But John Jones can come back and beat him whenever he wants.
Well, it doesn't
join. He should have beat Stipe last fight, but that's not here or there. So.
Next up, John Jones. Elite.
Elite when he can stay on the
gas. Steroids out of this. He's elite.
But pound for pound, the greatest fighter to ever do it, to be honest.
Yes.
26-1.
One loss and that.
Matt Hamill. And it was by DQ.
For a minute, I thought that's a Mark Hamill. I was like, why the fuck is Luke Skywalker doing UFC? All right. Yeah, I'll say elite. again, like I said, if he could stay off the gas.
Yeah. Quinton Reyes.
John Jones dropped the title because there's nobody to fight.
Yeah, and he likes the cocaine. Rampage Jackson.
Yeah. I would say very good.
I'm not impressed with him.
38-14.
All right, maybe I'm a little impressed. I'm actually going to say mediocre just because, to me, it's just the things I remember him most for are a failed run in TNA and him playing Mr. T in the A-team. So I'm just going to say mediocre.
Well, because I remember him as a fighter, I'm going very good with Eric. Because he's a former champion. All right, last
he's
couple
scary
here.
Dude too.
Ronda Rousey.
As much as I don't like
knock on her ass. But before that, I mean, she's a UFC Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, she's pound for pound one of the greatest
yeah.
women ever.
Okay, so unfortunately, I'm going to have to put her in elite because she's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to.
Exactly. As much as I don't like her, it's not about that. So I'm going to put that aside, and I'm going to swallow my pride and say elite.
But let's talk about someone that's better than her in every way form, Amanda Nunes.
This bitch is definitely elite. I don't see anybody knocking her. She's still the champion, right?
Two division champion.
Yeah, she's a double champ, right, Eric?
Yep. I think she's the best fighter in the world right now. Man, I think she could be half a man.
She beat Misha Tate for the title in 2016. She's been the champion for 4 years.
She's definitely.
And then she unified the belts when she kicks Cyborg's ass. And she really beat Cyborg. Like 51 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cyborg is considered the GOAT. She definitely belongs in elite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
couldn't retire as champion.
Let's go, our boy, Brock Lesnar.
I don't like Brock Lesnar. But as tough as he is,
I'm going to say elite because he draws money.
Well, it's not only that draws money. When he's good, when he's ready, he is a fucking beast in that octagon.
When he feels like putting in an effort, he is one of the best all-around, whether fighters or professional wrestlers or whatever. When he doesn't want to be lazy. It's like, Eric, did you ever go to school with kids that just like they were lazy all the time, but when they're basically told, hey, you either step up or you're repeating, the 7th grade for the 18th time or whatever, they actually put forth the effort?
Yeah. I think I've ran into one person like that.
I mean, I've run into quite a few. I am actually somebody that's like that, right? Because I was Daniel, are somebody that's like that. You don't necessarily, you want to be lazy as far as, the work goes, but when you have to put in the effort, you do. And for that, because that's what Brock does. He puts in the effort when he has to. So Brock Lesnar we're saying elite, right?
I'm going very good.
All right, I'll put him in very good.
All right. Three guys that we need to end with. First, Ken Shamrock.
Okay. I'll say very
One
good.
One of the toughest guys all around. I'm going to say very good.
He's a pioneer.
In 2017, yes, he took some losses. For that long stretch, though, he was the best fighter in the world. I'm going elite.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah.
All right,
I'll say elite, yeah. I'll change my mind.
All right, now.
He made the fight. He's a pioneer of the UFC.
Tito Ortiz.
I never understood the hype.
I can't stand this guy. But I'll say very good. He did dominate for some period of time.
21
and 12? That's really not that impressive.
It is pretty impressive. He won the series with Shamrock. He beat Shamrock two times in a row.
Shamrock was old.
He beat Liddell in his prime.
He couldn't beat Couture.
Shamrock was in his 50s.
Yeah.
So who cares? I don't like Tito Ortiz. I'm not impressed with Tito Ortiz. Yeah, Huntington beat that boy. Fuck you. I'm actually going to say, and I know I'm going to get outvoted, but I'll actually say Tito Ortiz is trash.
Yeah, I'm going very good just because of how good he is. So you are getting outvoted.
He beat some good fighters.
Yeah.
In his prime, he was one of the best.
All right, so where am I putting him?
Very good.
Very good.
Now let's talk about the great, one of the greatest ever do it. One of the premier reasons anyone watched UFC for a long time.
I wrote him down as Tito Santana.
That's fine. Chuck Liddell. Eric, start us off.
The Iceman. I'll say very good. He was one of my favorite fighters, too.
I'm going elite, man. I got to go elite. Yes, 21-9.
Yeah.
But great fighter. He was the reason people watch UFC for the longest time. And that Superman punch. Kick Roman Reigns' ass any day of the week. The Iceman was next level.
Yeah, but is it as good as Orange Cassidy?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'll agree with that. Yeah, you make a good point there.
All right.
He is one of the reasons why people do watch.
I like Chuck Liddell. I think Chuck Liddell is a better UFC fighter than he is contestant on Big Brother.
He beat Tito. I mean, in the last
five years,
his last few fights were losses, but he was really good for
that.
That
didn't count. He should have retired.
Yeah, he was very good. All right, guys. That was the Top Tier Podcast. That was our list. Dougie, I'm going to have
you for that.
What?
No, never mind. I forgot we're going to do part two because there were some other names that we forgot.
Oh, yeah. We will be doing a part two. That was our part one. I'm going to let Dougie go over the list real quick. Then we'll get the plugs and call it a night. Dougie, go ahead.
All right. So your top tier for your top tier list for UFC fighters. In elite, we have Anderson Silva, BJ Penn, Danielle Cormier, John Jones, Ronda Rousey, Amanda Nunes, Ken Shamrock, Chuck Liddell. In very good, Dan Severn, Lyoto Machida, Nate Diaz, Frank Mir, Rampage Jackson, Brock Lesnar, Tito Ortiz. Mediocre, we have Holly Holm, Rashad Evans, Nick Diaz, Misha Tate, Alistair Overeem, Derek Lewis. In meh, Frank Shamrock. In trash, Sam Punk.
There you go. There you have it. That is our UFC Part 1 tier list. This was a great discussion, guys. We're going to send it home after Doug. Go ahead and plug everything we need to plug for the network, and then we will head home.
Doug with the plug. And it's not the usual butt plug. Then. All right. I'm doing plugs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you listen to Anthony not Anthony. He's taking a sabbatical. Listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes, 10 o'clock Eastern time, Wednesday and Friday nights. Well, usually around 10 o'clock. They usually go about 10, 15 minutes after. Make sure you listen to them. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. We'll give them a follow, review, all that stuff. Listen to us Friday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern time, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, part of the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. This Friday night, it's going to be a big one. It's going to be the three of us along with our other two boys, Kenny and Stevie, at least I think. We are going to be doing something special. We are going to be going back in the time machine and traveling to present day. And we are going to give our top guys and our runners-up for the years 1990 up until 2020.
Yeah.
All right? Each one of us is going to, have our own. There's going to be a lot of discussion, a lot of debate, a lot of arguing. But that's going to be fun. And are we going to throw in the guys that we think sucked that year, too?
We'll talk about them. We're not going to officially rank them, but we will talk about them.
Okay. All right. So we got that coming up. Also on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast coming up September 25, we will be discussing and reviewing the PWI 500. And on that PWI 500, we are going to have joining us, of course, our regular crew, but we're also going to have Sam Houston, Rod Price, Scott Casey. Oh, shit. I never called Scott Casey this weekend. I was supposed to. I'll take care of that eventually. They will be joining us, and they will be giving us their expert opinion on the guys that are ranked in this year's 500. Also, second round of the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament will be taken off in a will be happening in a couple of weeks. Working on the categories, getting some help from people. We're going to be looking to get more help from people. So that's going to be happening. There's going to be 4 second round matches. One of those second round matches will have 4 people in it because there are 13 people right now in round 2. Also, make sure you listen to us on the Top Tier podcast every Friday, every Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern time here on blogtalkradio.com or blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. Next week's subject is superhero movies, like Daniel said.
Yeah.
Also, Eric, the new show is going to start when? Wednesday?
Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And me, Doug, and Kenneth will be doing a sports show, mainly NFL. I like to call it Hard Hits. We'll be reviewing the NFL games. We'll try to, depending on our schedules, obviously. Probably every Tuesday night we'll do that. Review and give our predictions for the upcoming week. This Wednesday we'll give our predictions for the season and see how we do at the end of the season, like we did last year.
That's too much for me to write down.
But we're not going to go schedule by schedule. We'll just go division by division, talk about each team a little bit, and that way we don't spend 50 hours on each one.
There you go. So that episode should be shorter than the time it takes for me to do all these plugs.
I mean, the 3 of us, so it should be fast.
Right. All right. Yep. So everybody pay look out for that then, too. Very busy times here at the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. We talked earlier about the Patreon and the plans we have for that. Obviously, we're going to be talking more over the next few weeks about what's going to be going on there, because there's going to be a lot of new content coming on. We'll discuss the price points when we drop it and all that. And do not expect it to be like OnlyFans, because I will not be naked.
Maybe. All right. Top Tier Podcast. Great episode. Thank you, Eric. Big contribution. Thank you, Doug.
Yep.
No problem. This was actually fun.
It was. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Later.